6:14. It is Friday. This is 1320 WILS and the Detroit Regional Chamber's Mackinac Policy Conference wrapping up. Folks are leaving the island. Among them, Joseph Lehman. He's the president of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. And he, in fact, addressed the conference himself, talking about this novel idea of allowing lawmakers to vote from their home districts. Joseph, great to have you on WILS.
Well, thanks, Mike. Great to be on.
Yeah, how did the conference go this year, would you say?
It was the favorite one that I've attended, and I've been to a lot of them. I think the first one I spoke at was back in 2001.
Were you there for the whole conference?
No, I only arrived on Wednesday, and then I spoke on Thursday and again this morning about the idea we're talking about right now, the idea that we should allow our state lawmakers to vote from their home districts, not just in the capital.
Yeah, I want to get to that. I'm curious. You said this is your favorite one. Why so?
Maybe it's because I got to speak twice, but it was, I thought one of the things the conference focused on this year was civility. And I think that the attendees really took that to heart. As you know, this has been such a contentious year politically. It's even turned friends into enemies in some cases.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's never been our approach at the Mackinac Center. We've worked successfully with organizations we disagree with on many issues, if we can find even one issue we agree on.
Really? Would you include the MEA in that list?
You know, I believe we agree with the MEA on corporate welfare. So there's an issue.
Okay, there you go. Joseph Lehman with us, president of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. So how did you even come up with this idea of allowing legislators to vote from their home districts?
Well, it actually began, it was something a friend told me that he was thinking about years and years ago, and he was applying it to thinking about Washington instead of state capitals. He never really ran with the idea, but I decided, why couldn't we apply it to Michigan? Because there's been talk, as you know, Mike, about extending the term limits that voters placed on elected state representatives and senators.
Okay.
And, you know, term limits are very popular with the people. They're not popular in Lansing, but they're pretty popular everywhere else. And I've just observed that the voters will never probably reverse their decision unless they trust lawmakers more. And I thought, what could we give voters that might cause them to trust their lawmakers more?
And that is voting from their district. Although what I've been hearing is this idea of the part-time legislature that Brian Kelly brought up, and that combining that with reducing increasing the length of the terms that people can serve, or the number of terms. I'm curious, do you support that whole concept of a part-time legislature?
Yeah, I am sympathetic to that impulse, and I did talk to Lieutenant Governor Kelly about the idea this week, and it was just a total coincidence that he was working on his idea at the very same time that I was working on mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard the same talk as you have, Mike, that some people would like to link the two ideas, give the voters a part-time legislature in exchange for lengthening terms.
And do you like that plan?
Well, I don't think the part-time legislature, although it is maybe good, I don't think it's as transformational as other things that would take just as much effort.
Okay. Other things that would take as much effort, you're saying? Like what?
Yes. Well, I'm talking about a constitutional amendment, getting something before the voters. So term limits is an example of that. It took effort to gather the signatures, put it before voters. To change to a part-time legislature would require the same sort of effort, although the legislature itself could put it before voters, but they're not likely to limit themselves to part-time or ask the voters to. And the idea that of allowing lawmakers to vote from home, their home district, to put that in the Constitution, that would require, you know, just money and organization to gather the signatures like the other efforts.
I'm curious, Joseph. Do you want them to spend less time in Lansing in general? Is that part of your idea here?
Well, I think that's really the power behind the proposal. Allowing legislators to vote from their home district does three things. It may not be obvious at first, but here are the three things. First of all, it completely changes the competitive dynamic in every single legislative election. everybody who's running for office will be saying, I'm going to spend more time in the district than that guy I'm running against.
Right.
And so there will be this competition among lawmakers to say, I want to spend more time with the people I'm representing and less time, you know, with my pals in the legislature.
Right.
The second dynamic would be it actually would change the dynamic of the relationship between lawmakers and their constituents because they'd be spending more time at home. And lastly, it would transform the relationship between lobbyists and interest groups and lawmakers. Right now, lawmakers, they all go to where the lobbyists are, which is pretty convenient for lobbyists.
Right. The lobbyists would have to do is there'd be a lot of road trips there. But one last thing, though, what about the relationship between state lawmakers and those being developed? How important do you think that is?
Oh, I think that's important, and that's why I would never favor an idea that said lawmakers could never get together in Lansing. I think that would be extremely counterproductive.
Right.
But right now we've got this constraint where everything else in the world is being distributed. I mean, for crying out loud, we can even transmit nuclear launch codes remotely. So we know that this
could work. I'm guessing Upper Peninsula representatives would support your plan. Joseph Lehman, he is the president of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy today, speaking at the Detroit Regional Chamber's Mackinac Policy Conference. Are you driving back down now? Or?
I just got home a couple hours ago and getting ready to relax for the weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice one. Hey, Joe, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep, 6.